Welcome to the Accenture podcast series, Mastering High Performance BPO. Today's discussion focuses on conflict resolution.
Hello, and welcome to a discussion of how some BPO relationships rise above the ordinary and become high performance. I'm Leslie Wilcox from the Outsourcing Unit at the London School of Economics, where Professor Mary Lasseter and I have been working with the Everest Group and Accenture on a comprehensive research initiative. According to our research, one of the keys to the kingdom of high performance in business process outsourcing is resolving conflicts in the BPO relationship. First of all, let's define what we mean by conflict. We define a conflict as any circumstance that severely and adversely affects the commercial interests of one of the parties in the relationship. Conflicts are different from issues, both in their magnitude and their frequency. An issue is a circumstance which interrupts performance and includes service lapses, project delays, or difficult people. Issues are common and occur in any service, regardless of the sourcing option. Conflicts, on the other hand, are rare occurrences that may arise only once or twice over a long-term BPO relationship. They can explode from a single event that causes a significant commercial loss to one of the parties, or they can grow from a precedent set during a minor event that accumulates over the life of the relationship into a major negative consequence. To understand conflicts and how to resolve them, we'll look at their primary sources, different approaches to resolving them, and the possible outcomes of the resolution process. In our research, we found that there can be two primary sources of conflict in a high-performing BPO relationship. They are pricing and scope of services. For the client partner, we found pricing to be the more common source of conflict, usually in the form of sticker shock over a sizable invoice. Clients have reported being invoiced for services they considered in scope or for gainshare calculations they considered inflated. For providers, problems arise when pricing is based on bad assumptions about service volumes. When the service volumes turn out to be lower than expected, providers are faced with inadequate margins, prompting a conflict. Some providers in our research also felt pressured by clients to deliver out-of-scope services for free, under the umbrella argument of this should be part of the provider's added value. We've seen several conflicts emerge from external benchmarking results. A client may use a benchmark to claim inflated prices by the provider. The provider may dispute the benchmark, claiming an unfair comparison. For example, one provider said that because they were maintaining the client's old information systems, it was necessary for their cost per function point to be higher than best-in-breed pricing. They couldn't meet the best-in-breed price without seriously eroding their margin. According to one legal advisor we interviewed, objective benchmarks don't help when one or both parties are hurting. The parties need a mediator to help negotiate what changes might be needed. Sometimes the answer is to rescope, not to reprice. So, pricing and scope of service go hand in hand when considering primary source of conflict in high-performing BPO relationships. But what if your BPO relationship is not high-performing? In that case, performance itself can be a source of conflict. In research we have conducted across the entire field of business process outsourcing, we found many examples of significant performance conflicts. One case at the extreme end of performance failure involved a major provider that overpromised on delivering a £50 million customer relationship management system. The contract was terminated. The client built the system themselves and then took the provider to court and won more than £200 million in damages. That's a great example of what's at stake when conflicts erupt. In this case, the client took an aggressive approach to resolution. Our research suggests that there are two other options. Let's take a look inside the three approaches to conflict resolution: the aggressive approach, the balanced approach, and the collaborative approach. In an aggressive approach to conflict resolution, one party forcefully defends their own commercial interests without consideration of the other party's interests. The other party normally reacts with forceful countermeasures. At best, this approach results in resolutions that weaken the relationship. At worst, it leads to dissolution of the partnership. In one company, for example, the client and provider clashed over gain share allocations. The provider calculated a multi-million gain share, and the client claimed there was no gain share whatsoever. Both sides took an aggressive posture, and the outcome was eventually resolved after being escalated to a formal dispute. But the partnership was never the same. As the client told us, it left an incredibly bitter taste with our executive team. Eventually, the client switched providers, making sure to negotiate a better gain-sharing mechanism as part of the new relationship. If both partners step back a bit from the aggressive approach, they find themselves in a balanced approach to conflict resolution. In this manner of working through their differences, both sides aim to even out the wins and losses over the life of the BPO relationship. Clients and providers are tough but fair negotiators. They typically find that they've resolved their conflicts and strengthened the partnership at the same time. In one healthy BPO relationship we studied, cycles of give and take are the norm. For example, the provider did not charge for 5 extra resources they added to meet an unanticipated surge in service volume. A few weeks later, the client did not demand service credits when the provider missed an SLA. Both parties feel that the overall commercial relationship is fair and mutually beneficial. If you can be balanced in resolving your conflicts, you're well on your way to a truly collaborative approach. That's when you learn to listen to the commercial and political implications of each side, seek win-win positions on every issue, and then present a united front to sell the resolution to your respective organizations. The collaborative approach requires deep commitments from both parties. In some high-performing BPO relationships, if one party's commercial interests are in jeopardy, that's not considered a conflict. That's a problem that both parties are committed to solve. Do the parties argue? Of course, particularly when a change has significant commercial implications. In one case we studied, there was a new circumstance that did not fit well within the existing contract. After back and forth debates, the two sides agreed that they had to find a common sense solution rather than rely on the letter of the contract. They agreed that the top 2 leaders from each side would meet quarterly for 2 days away from the office. The idea is to vet issues before they escalate to formal 20-person governance meetings. As you might expect in high-performing BPO relationships, client and provider partners use the collaborative approach. To be effective at this approach, they follow 4 distinct rules of engagement. Firstly, they maintain a partnership view. Secondly, they jointly own all problems. Thirdly, they maintain transparency. And fourthly, they protect commercial interests on both sides. To hold a partnership view, the client must regard the provider as a strategic partner rather than as an opportunistic vendor. The partnership view leads to partnership behaviors, such as resolving conflicts fairly and protecting both parties' commercial interests. This results in high BPO performance from both client and provider perspectives. To own all problems jointly, you start with the basic truth that conflicts are rare, but issues are common. In high-performing BPO relationships, the partners always aim to solve issues collaboratively and view any issue as a shared problem. The partners first do root cause analysis, then identify the best solution, and lastly worry about the commercial implications. To maintain transparency, you have to be upfront about everything. You're open about your objectives and your KPIs. You make sure the provider knows what the client objectives are and what they're measured against, and the client knows what the provider needs to be successful. And to protect commercial interests on both sides, you have to be willing to renegotiate when one party is financially disadvantaged. In one case we studied, the client asked to renegotiate the pricing mechanism. In return, the provider asked for a longer contract and increased scope of work. Together, they hammered out a solution to the commercial benefit of both sides. So, we've looked at the three primary sources of conflict and the three approaches to conflict resolution. And we've seen that depending on the conflict and how you resolve it, there are three kinds of outcomes. One, the entire relationship can be dissolved. Two, the conflict can be resolved in a way that weakens the relationship. And three, the conflict can be resolved in a way that the relationship comes out stronger than ever. In high-performing BPO relationships, conflicts are resolved in a collaborative manner, and relationships are strengthened in the process. That's why we say resolving conflicts is a key to the kingdom of high performance in business process outsourcing.
Thank you for listening. For more information on the High Performance in BPO Research Series, please visit Accenture.com/High Performance BPO. Again, that is Accenture.com/High Performance BPO.